Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle.
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. This is episode 191, 191 weeks we've been doing this show. And this is Jan Christie speaking to you, from the United Kingdom. And we have a lovely guest today. We have Candy Hoff. And not only is she an angel practitioner and a Reiki master, she's also a clairvoyant and an author. And she's also going to be taking callers today, if anyone would like to call in and get some angel guidance. But before we bring her on, as usual, we're going to go over to America. Candy's also from Los Angeles, but we have Gary Moore, and he's over there in Connecticut. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, Jan Christie. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. We are on almost episode number 200. That's incredible.
Yes. We'll have to have a bicentennial celebration, won't we?
We would have to, yes. Bicentennial show.
Yeah,
incredible. So yes, okay. we have an exciting guest with us today, with Candy Hoff, and she'll be coming on talking about angelic readings and talking about her angelic energies and so forth, and about walk-ins. Some people have told me that I was a walk-in for Groucho Marx, but I'm not sure. I don't know about that.
Well, you look like you might be, Gary, from your photograph.
Yeah, some say I look like him. Yeah, so, you know, the other day I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How I got in my pajamas, I'll never know.
After
he got down on the ground, I tried to remove his tusks, but they were embedded so firmly I couldn't budge them. In Alabama, the Tuscaloosa. But that's completely irrelevant from what I was talking about.
Irrelevant, very irrelevant. Okay.
Very irrelevant.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to tell you a bit more about Candy. As I said, she's also an author and she's a Blog Talk Radio hostess, or Blog Talk Radio host, I'm sorry. And she's also at angelhousehealing.com. So you'll be able to find her on there if you want to look her up. But before
yes,
we actually bring her on.
Great CDs and
yes,
meditations
can,
and so forth
yeah,
available at the website.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go
yeah.
ahead and post the link to her website right in the chat room. There it is.
And she's
okay.
an authoress as well. And she's going to be telling us about her books. And as I said, but before we bring her on, we're going to play a song just to get us all in the mood for, you know, feeling happy and feeling good. And it's called Feeling Good, Michael Bublé.
All right.
Here we go.
Birds flying high. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea. Know how I feel. River running free. You know how I feel. Blossom on a tree. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Of the fine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. So good.
Oh, me too. Michael Bublé.
Yes.
Lovely voice.
I'm feeling good now, too.
Me too.
That really set the stage, yes.
Well, we'll bring Candy on, and then we'll have a group hug, because everybody that is on this show today is co-creating the wonderful energies that we always get on the Healing Fountain Show. So, are you there, Candy?
I am. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of the Healing Fountain Show, Jen.
Hiya, welcome. We're so pleased that you can be here, Candy.
Yes. Last time, the powers that be took away my voice as I had that horrible flu in the beginning of the year, and just wasn't meant to be. So obviously now is the right divine timing for this.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, you're here anyway, as always.
Time, space, sequence, and welcome to the show. Glad
you
finally
so
made it.
Yes, thank you so much.
Right then. Well, we've had a caller on for 23 minutes. Would you like to bring those on first, Gary, or shall we ask Candy some, information?
Well, why don't we do that
first?
Why don't we just touch on a bit of background from you, Candy? And
go on then. Yeah.
How did you come into the angelic realm get to doing what you're doing?
Oh well, firstly, this happened to me in 2003. It's called a walk-in experience, and there are some walk-ins who come from other planets. They're called starseeds. There are some who come from different dimensions. And mine was an angelic soul exchange, as I come from the angelic realm. It had been a very long time since I had experienced human form, as the last time was a high priestess in the Crystal Palaces during the time of Atlantis. But just to tell your listeners a little bit about what a walk-in actually is, it's a spiritually advanced soul who is in spirit form, and they contract with the full agreement of another soul who is in a human body on the earth plane to make an exchange of life force energy. And this just doesn't happen so that the soul across the veil can take the body around for a joyride. This happens because the original occupant of the body finds it too difficult to keep their life force energy going anymore. They've lost that spark inside of them to keep going, and they wish to exit their life contract. In many cases, the earth plane is experiencing and suffering physical illness or emotional death inside of them. And in my case, I had been in an abusive marriage for 22 years. I had become anorexic and quite suicidal. And when I contracted with the soul who's in the body now to do this 100% agreement, we had decided an incident in order for this to happen. Now, some walk-ins do this as a result of during an accident. You know, there are lots of people that perish during the accident, but that one person gets up and they're seemingly unaffected, but there's something different about them. Some happened during surgery. Mine happened actually after a very deep meditation. And a lot of people say, hey, you know, how do you know for sure that you had this? Well, you don't come in with a handbook, you know, saying this is what you've had. Walk-ins will have certain characteristics. It's kind of like a 14-point checklist, like you would go in for a car service to see if you've had a walk-in experience. Now, walk-ins usually will change their name. I never called myself Claire before this, although it was given to the former soul, but she hated the name, and I embraced both the Claire and the Candy as the clairvoyant and the clairaudient and the clairsentient. All the clairs started to wake up for me. Walk-ins will almost always divorce or leave their partners because they just don't resonate with them anymore. You can imagine, you know, going to bed with Harry and then, you wake up the next morning and you just don't resonate with that person anymore. You know, because like attracts like, and mostly the walk-ins, the walk-outs have such low vibrational energy that they would bring to themselves and attract, because the laws of cause and effect, a same energy, which would be lower vibrational. And the new walking comes in very high vibrational. Your whole attitude changes, your personality. I mean, my whole personality changed in my taste in food, in my clothing, in those things that I aligned with. I was not particularly religious, nor I was spiritual before this. And now I, you know, sort of opened up to the angelic realm and being able to hear them and participate as one with them. Now, mm-hmm. another thing endemic to walk-ins is that, you know, we retain the memory imprint of the former soul. Therefore, we'll remember to feed the cat, you know, to take the kids to soccer if there are any kids, call grandma on her birthday. But we don't have the emotional imprint. And the emotional imprint has stopped the walk out from solving what seems to be insurmountable problems for them. And the walk-in basically knows something is different, but they get up and they dust themselves off, and they know that they're here on a mission. They're here on a mission to be of service to humanity, and they can very easily get on with their mission because they take responsibility for their lives. They forgive. There is no judgment. They're completely full of gratitude and appreciation, and they love unconditionally. And these were things that the walkout soul just couldn't find herself to live those five very important points. So, mm-hmm. yeah, this happened to me in 2003, and I went on to then start my Reiki practice. And people just magically were drawn to me with absolutely hardly any advertising. People were finding me and referring me. And
wonderful.
I established a very large community of light on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, where I was living. And you know, my business, Angel Healing House, has grown from there and has become quite international at this stage.
Wow, brilliant. Well, I had a near-death experience quite a few years ago, but I don't feel as though I'm anybody different.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people like myself. I've had two near-death experiences, and my book, Angels of Faith, which people can find on my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. I was the same person then. But a walking experience, you actually have a soul exchange. And mm-hmm. so you have different, well, I had different tastes in food, different tastes in clothes. I was, the former soul was a lovely, lovely, good Jewish girl. And in comes the soul who I am now. And she weeps over Jesus and Mother Mary and her background, the walkout's background, was very different from the soul that's in the body now. When I came in, Celtic music and Scottish music made me cry, and I just felt such a longing. And this was just something so new. Although I had the memory imprint of the former soul, this was not something which was in her makeup. And mm-hmm. so we know without a shadow of a doubt that we are different people. But we're housed in the memory imprint of the former body.
Wow, it's amazing, isn't it?
Mm. It is. And I wanted to tell your listeners that if they want more information on walk-ins, there are quite a number of books out there. Probably the quintessential book on walk-ins is a book by Ruth Montgomery, and it's called Strangers Among Us. It's out of print now, but you can probably get it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Another book is called Welcome to Planet Earth, and that's by Hannah Beaconsfield. There's another one, Walk-ins, Soul Exchange, by Karen Mitchell. And the one that really helped me, and I read it 6 months after my walk-in experience was Earth Angels by Doreen Virtue. You know, being part of my angelic family, who we are called the Posse of Angels, don't ask me why. They have always been the Posse of Angels, this angelic family of mine, since I walked in. They kept the information about walk-ins, and I didn't even know the term until 3 months after I lived the characteristics, and it was a further 3 months, so 6 months altogether, before I was even allowed to connect with the books. And the reason that they told me this is because they did not want it to be like a hypochondriac where you read something and then start to show the symptoms, display the symptoms. I lived one of these characteristics for 6 months before I even found out about any of these books that confirmed what I had been through.
Wow.
So.
And I bet you were so pleased when you actually found some of the books.
I cried.
Reinforced it, yes.
Jean, it was 3 months. It was interesting how I found out about the term walk-in. I had a very dear friend. She was a fairy. She's an intuitive. And she said to me one day, she said, I don't know what you've been through, as we only met a short while ago, but she said, you have been through something so amazing. I just know it is, but I don't know what it is. She said, but I do know of somebody who can help you. He's an international seer here on the Gold Coast where I was living. And he said, that's the good news. The bad news is it's impossible to get a session with him. So she said, I would call, and whenever you can get a session, just go and just book yourself in. So when I called up, the gentleman said, I said, I would like a session with Patrick. And I said, I hear he's very, very good. And the gentleman said, I cannot believe this. Usually nobody cancels. And somebody canceled who had a session in 30 minutes. Can you be here? Anyway, it was divinely opened up for me, and I went to see him. And the first thing he said when he looked at me, he said, dear lady, he said, welcome back. He said, you must be so dazed and confused as to what has happened to you. Come. And I sat down across from him, and he said, you have had a walk-in experience. Welcome back from the angelic realm. And he said, and then he went on to tell me, and I was just crying buckets, but because for 3 months I had lived these characteristics, but I didn't know what had happened to me.
Yeah.
And like I said, you don't come in with a handbook telling you what has happened to you, but you know something drastically has happened. You know you're a different person.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So I was led to the people who confirmed this to me, two other spiritual healers within a very short amount of time I drew to myself, and then I went on from there and I started my Reiki practice and things just started to flow. It was 9 months after I had my walk-in experience that I drew my twin flame to myself.
Wow.
And we met on a Saturday, and 5 days later, he asked to marry me.
That's
funny
amazing
how that works.
Well. Yeah.
He actually wanted to ask me after 3 days, but he thought he would wait for five.
Well, he knew straight away, didn't he? Was he
nothing like waiting
well?
For the last minute, you know.
No, actually, people have asked me that over the 10 years that I've had my business, Angel Healing House. Pete is actually not a walk-in, but he is pure angel as well. Otherwise, we would not be together. He's just angel energy through and through, and people melt when they're in his presence because he is just so gentle and kind and sweet and loving, and I guess like attracts like.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
yeah.
My husband's like that.
Yeah.
He's my guiding light.
So there you go. And we are in the States as we are bringing forth our mission, our divine mission. Twin flames are very romantic. They come together not just out of romance. They come together for a higher purpose, because it's always with a triad with God at the top. They marry their gifts and talents. Of course, I have my business, Angel Healing House, and have channeled books and CDs and PDs in the film industry, and we are writing screenplays for those channeled books to be made into movies and to go out to a much wider audience. And it's a very exciting time for us as we are just on the cusp. My angelic family, the Posse of Angels, keep telling me summer harvest as the opportunities and connections are going to open up for us to realize those manifestations of our projects coming to life. And the rest will be history. So it's a very exciting time.
Oh, it is. Wow.
Wonderful.
And we do have a bit of background noise for some reason, don't we, tonight? A bit of, I don't know what it is. Buzzy.
Yeah, it sounds like it might be at Candy's end. Are you on a headset, Candy, or are you talking
I am,
on you?
I am on a headset. Is that what's causing this?
Apparently, it is not being routed through your headset. It sounds as though it is being picked up on your onboard microphone on your computer.
Okay.
Well,
and we can remedy that very quickly.
So do you need to unhook the microphone?
What you need to do is click the little chat box that you're called into Blog Talk Radio on Skype. On your Skype?
Okay.
I'll walk you through it real quickly. Okay, let's put on a technical hat real quick. find the little box and pull up the box. Have you got it pulled up?
Okay, not yet. So I'm going actually on the Skype thing or where it says Jean.
On your Skype.
Christy. Okay. Okay, on Skype.
The little box
so
where you dialed in.
Playing any music.
Patch in with Jen Christy.
Okay. I'm put on Jen. Okay.
Okay. That box.
I'm not.
Have you found it?
Not yet. Not yet.
It's got to be on there somewhere.
It's got to be on here somewhere. I just pulled up Jen Christie's page.
No. Skype. On your Skype.
On my Skype. Okay. Where it says chat.
Pull up your Skype. Yeah.
Yeah, it says Skype contact call view tool help.
Okay. Click call where it says call.
Okay.
And
audio.
No. Okay. Audio settings.
Don't ring me.
okay, I'm not. Audio settings, I get that.
Audio settings, click that. Okay.
Yeah.
Where it says microphone, there's a little drop down. Click the microphone and let it drop down, the little triangle, and allow that to drop down. And where it says external mic or, you know, your headset, make sure that is highlighted.
It says Realtek High Definition Audio. That's all I'm getting from that little drop down box from under microphone.
Okay. Are there any other options?
Automatically adjust microphone settings. That actually has a click in it.
No. On the drop down.
Oh,
click
no, that's
little,
it.
Click the little triangle.
Okay. Yeah, I did, and it's got microphone Realtek High Definition Audio.
Okay.
This speaker.
Okay. Okay. Well, apparently.
Never mind. We can live with it, Barry.
You're hooked up. We can hear you fine. We can hear you all right. We just heard
just
some other conversation.
And you might know it wasn't doing it before we started the show, but that's what you get.
That's what you get.
Are you ready to take a caller?
Yes. Bring on 916, please, if you will, Gary.
I'll do that.
We've been on there for 41 minutes waiting to speak to Candy, live on air.
We'll bring them on right now. 916, you're on air with Candy Huff. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Diana, Mountain Diva. I'm still in Sacramento. I'm using the phone because I got this little pan digital thing from somebody I've been taking care of, and I don't know how to get the sound on it. But, yeah, I do have a question for Candy, though.
Okay.
Yes. First of all, you said your name is Diana? No.
Yes. Diana.
Diana. Lovely to speak to you, Diana.
I think at times that I've had a walk-in, but I don't know if I've had a complete process of it or if I just have a lot of angels that are inside me as well as outside me. Can you tell just by my asking if I have an official walk-in or a combination of me and angel?
Okay. Okay, let me connect with my posse of angels. They said that you don't have a, you haven't had a full. If it's one of those things, Diana, if you have to ask, you probably don't.
There have been times when I have felt like that. I'm not even here, but the angels were doing well, and the things that I do are sort of like things that humans really can't do. I mean, I wouldn't just pass it off as if you have to ask it, because I often ask questions for confirmation, or I ask questions that
Right.
That to me is not an answer. That if you have to ask, you don't have one.
But when I tuned in, they said that you have not had a full walk-in experience. You might have had a partial.
Okay. And I'm still me. All right. That's what I wanted to know.
Yes. Yes. You are still you. But there's been aspects in which you have gotten very close to that. And the reason that you acquiesced or decided to do that was to bring yourself up to a very high angelic level so that you could experience that and raise your vibrational frequency. They're saying, without a shadow of a doubt, you have not had that experience to where your soul walks out and the other soul walks in.
Well, then that's pretty good that I've actually done what I've done and I'm still my soul. Because
yes.
to me it would seem like, wow, how can people do what I've done? So it's pretty amazing when you – and I built a bridge like in 2006 so the angels could walk into my upper heart chakra. So they walk
right.
in, they just – I just don't walk out. That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Because I know
exactly. The former soul – in this body was so damaged. I mean, she asked God every day to let her exit, to take her out. She was, as I said, anorexic. She was suicidal. She was in an abusive marriage, and she just could not find her life force energy to keep that spark of life going. And those the angels do not want us to suffer. And if somebody cannot find their way to keeping their life force energy going, especially, Diana, in the last 15, 20 years, when it was so fundamental for everybody to keep their and hold as much light as possible on the planet so that we could help humanity shift for ascension, that's when so many walk-ins happened, especially in the last 20 years, because that person on the earth plane was just an empty vessel as far as energy goes, and they could go up with honors to God. It wasn't like suicide, and then allow that spiritually advanced soul to walk in and hold as much light as possible.
Well, another reason I asked is I almost died. They had to heal me this winter. I had chemical pneumonia, and even part of the tissue in my esophagus and throat was peeling. So I had to have a miraculous healing. But at the same time, I saw an angel walk out of my heart and heal another person. So I was like at the point of not knowing if I was really me or if I was an angel. But, I guess we can just let them walk in and work with us then. If you can do it at that level. When I was weak and had a temperature of 106, I had all kinds of visions. And then when I finally came out of it and realized that they had done some psychic surgery, because I've had that done many times, and saved me, I was like, not knowing if I was still me, because things were really high vibrational at that point. I thought, well, why can't we have all these visions without getting sick? Because when you're sick, you have a lot of visions.
It's true. And the more I work with psychic surgeons in the angelic realm in my practice all the time, and what is the difference between somebody who allows a miraculous healing and someone who doesn't is their level of how much they are willing to let go and to really let God and the angels and the psychic surgeons do what they need to do to bring us back to that place of perfect health, and which is our divine eternal inheritance. So it just really depends on how much we let go and allow that to happen.
Yes, well, I did become the master of letting go, I guess, because it was either let go or just die and expect an angel was going to walk in, because I was at that level, and I've been at that level more than once, because I've been living on the road for a year and a half. I've had a lot of things happening to me, but every time I bounce way, way back into a higher vibration. So this is probably just the plan of what they're doing with me, and more is coming. So
and more is coming.
To come.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Diana. Enjoy the
okay.
Yes, thanks for
journey.
Calling, Diana. Hopefully that
thank
answered
you.
Your question.
Yes,
thank you
to
so
hear
much.
From you, Diana.
I'm going to stay
okay.
on, so don't.
Okay.
Thank you. Don't
okay.
cut me off.
No,
we won't.
I'll just
we'll
put
just
you back.
Put you on mute.
Okay.
No,
yeah, what Jen Christie said.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Because bye, Diana, because Karen's been waiting for 40 minutes, and we need to speed things up a little bit, because Candy, I nearly called you Claire then, Candy. Candy has a beautiful meditation that she's going to share with us after we've finished with doing the callers. So if you bring Karen on, please, Gary.
Yes, we have Karen Sloot on from Click to Talk, and she, you are on the air, Karen. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Karen.
And Gary.
Hi, Karen.
I'm calling from Canada. Hi.
How are you? What
I'm
part of Canada?
Just outside of Toronto.
Oh, lovely. Toronto's a beautiful city. I've been there many, many times.
Nice to live there.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
It is gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
Yes. What is your question?
Very open. I love this conversation. And just very open to what maybe you will see. I've had a couple close calls, but I don't think I'm a walk-in, but I do feel that, that I have been spiritually touched.
There's no question about it. You have such light, bright, it's like effervescent energy around you. I could tell from the moment you started to speak, it reminded me of bells chiming. It reminded me of tinkling bells. Do you ever do anything? Oh, I'm just getting shocks all over. Do you ever do anything with public speaking? Do you ever record anything like that, Karen?
No, I've done a little bit when I was with a company, and I found that I felt comfortable when I was doing speaking in a large group, but I've never done really anything professional with that.
The angels are saying your voice is so soothing. It sounds like a lullaby. It sounds like it's so soothing. It's so healing. They would say if you could do books on tape, if you could do poetry, if you could just anything where you record your voice, people would gravitate to it because it not only is soothing and healing, but it just makes you feel so gosh darn good.
Aw, thank you.
Wow.
They're saying that it sounds lyrical, like poetry. So anything, and they're saying the sky's the limit. That's what I just heard them saying. The sky's the limit on how creative you want to be with this.
Oh, wow. I love that. I'm an artist, too.
Utilize your voice. Utilize. Oh. They're not giving me how, and they're not giving me the when, because certainly that's not our providence, but just to be as creative as you possibly can. And your energies are just beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. What a huge blessing. Love you all so much. Namaste.
Sending lots of love and just go out.
You can wind up like me and have a perfect face for radio.
Oh. Who knows? That would be fantastic. You have a very nice healing voice too, Gary. Actually, all of you do. I guess that's why you're drawn into this field. But we're so blessed to have you, and thank you for your beautiful gift. I've never thought of that. That's really nice to say. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And Karen, I'd love to know where your journey takes you. If you want, you can send me an email to Candy, Candy, at Angel, Angel, Healing, Healing, House, house.com.
Oh, Candy to the soul.
There you go. So follow your passion, Karen.
Okay, that's a whole
nother.
Okay. I love that. Thank you. Namaste.
Bye bye.
Thank you so
much
for calling.
Bye.
Thank you.
And we have one more call.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and mute you and leave you back on the line so you could continue to listen.
I'll bring on 775, if that's okay,
okay.
Gary. And could you tell us where you're calling from and what your name is, please? Area code 775. You're live on air with Candy.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? Hello, don't be shy. You're nearly human.
Well, 775, you're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from? They may be calling just to listen. They
maybe.
Did not have a...
Yeah, maybe. So we'll just put them back on mute again. And so never mind, they were nearly on air live. So shall we do the video?
Yes.
Let's
okay
the
then, so yeah, we'll do the video because they can always call in again. They can always sort of come on air later on, can't they, after we've done the video and we have a ceremony.
Absolutely.
So I'm just going to put the link in the chat room if I can get it to go in.
And I have already done that?
Oh, me too. No, I thought I had, no.
Oh, you did the link to the Blog Talk Show.
Oh, that's right. Okay, then. Yeah, that's what I had in. I've just copied and pasted the other anyway. It's this Mac. I've got to blame something, don't I? Poor workman blames his tools. But anyway, if you would like to tell people what to do, I will get the studio up and get the soundtrack in there.
Okay, well, if I could just get everyone to click the YouTube link that is in the chat room. Go ahead and click that link and pull up the player and pause the player and mute the sound and reset the counter back to zero. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you're ready. And there's my heart to signify that everyone is ready. And then Jen Christie in her devilishly, angelically, inimitable fashion will synchronize us all and get us to all in alignment to start this video in unison.
I'll count you down. And then we'll all play the video
She'll
together.
She'll count us down, in other words. Here come the hearts.
Okay.
So stand by, everyone. Here come
I'll
the hearts.
I'll count you down now. Okay, then?
Okay.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
Begin.
Right, now it's time to light our candles. We make a ceremony out of this to make it something a little bit special. Because when we light our candles, it represents the light that we take out into the world to help other people to light their candles, and it connects us with spirit from where we've come. And I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. Power is a very powerful tool, and it helps us to set our intention. I've also lit my Nag Champa, which creates positivity, because we're going to ask Candy, now that the air is purified, to call in the angelic realm, please. Thank you, Candy.
Beloved Father God and beautiful Mother Earth, we open ourselves in love and deepest appreciation and gratitude to call in our heavenly brothers and sisters as we feel our hearts fully opening and connecting to our angelic presence and just how much we are infinitely cherished, adored, and loved. I ask for Archangel Chamuel to fully open our hearts to receive the angel's divine love. I ask Angel Uriel to help open us to receive wisdom and knowledge and the light of God. I ask Archangel Raphael to spread his green healing light to permeate every fiber of our being. I ask Archangel Gabriel to open us up to fully hear and to perceive the divine heavenly messages. And I ask for Archangel Michael to open us up to fully knowing how protected and guided by God we all are. Feel their loving energies all around us, surrounding us. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is.
And so it is. Now I'd like to just do a little bit of the ancient healing song, now that we have the healing angels drawn close, and all of us here are going to be sending out healing to anyone who needs it. So sing along with this. I'll just do it three times. Anna, Elna, Rafana, La. 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 Last time. Anna, Elna, Rafana, La. And those are from words that Moses said to God when his sister was very ill. Thank you. And we're going to ask Pure Wind Song to do the mantra.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy, and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Beautiful Mother Earth, and beloved Father God, source of all there is, we assemble in love and gratitude and lift our hearts in deep appreciation that we can come together once more in meditation. I acknowledge and invoke my archangels, angels, and spirit guides. I invite all of you to draw close and fill the room with your warm and comforting presence. I invite the archangels, angels, and spirit guides of all those participating in the meditation to join with me in supportive, warm, loving, and gentle energies. Make yourself comfortable, and once this is done, close your eyes. Start to center all of your focus and attention on your breath. This is your sacred breath. Nothing forced or labored, just the gentle in-breath and out-breath. Feel the natural rise and fall of your chest and diaphragm. I want you to imagine that with every in-breath, you're breathing in everything that is happy, bright, optimistic, positive, of light and of love. Feel yourself filling up with these beautiful qualities. As you gently breathe out, I want you to imagine that you're breathing out anything that is negative, any heaviness in your heart, every insecurity, doubt, worry, or fear. Let go of anything that does not serve you in love. On each in-breath, continue to breathe in the love, peace, joy, acceptance, and harmony. And on each breath out, breathe out any darkness in your heart, including sadness, anger, bitterness, regret, or resentment. See these negative words come out as black puffs of smoke and float away from your body. Replenish each breath in with a breath of love. Now take your attention from your breath and bring it down to the bottom of your feet. Imagine that bright red cords of rope are coming out of your feet. Take these cords and start to journey down to the center of the earth. As you descend, you easily break through and pass the many layers of sparkling crystals, gems, and minerals until you get to the core of Mother Earth. Arriving at the center, wrap your red cords firmly and securely around Mother Earth. Secured to the Earth's core, you start to connect to her beautiful, nourishing energies. Now that you are safely protected, follow your red cords back up to the Earth's surface once again. As you arrive on the Earth's surface, you feel the gentle lapping of water touching your toes. Looking down, you notice that you're standing on the edge of white sandy shoreline, gazing across a calm turquoise blue ocean. You look towards the horizon and view an island with a towering mountain on it. next to this island, there appears a tiny speck on the horizon. You fill your lungs with clear, fresh, invigorating sea air as you watch this speck on the horizon draw closer and closer to you. Soon you can clearly see that it is a boat that is surrounded and supported by beautiful angels. As the boat comes into the shallow waters, it gently bumps the shore. Descending from the boat is an angel that skims across the water and floats softly towards you. They put out their hand and invite you onto the vessel. Taking the angel's hand, you easily float with them onto the ship. You feel an overwhelming sense of peace as the winds lightly pick up and start to fill the billowing sails. The boat starts to take to sea and skim through the clear blue waters. Feeling the warmth of the sun on your face, you watch as the boat draws closer and closer to the island. Touching the shore of this distant land, the angel holds out their hand to you, and you skim ever so lightly over the ocean. When you reach the shore, you touch down on powdery white sand that is surrounded by a rainforest. Welcoming you to follow them, the angel takes you into the forest, and they reveal a hidden path to you. As you walk along this winding path, you sense yourself climbing higher and higher up the mountain. You smell the lush undergrowth and the fragrance of the beautiful flowers that line the path. Walking around a bend, you are halted by a large rock wall which is blocking the path. In front of this wall of stone is a gold box encrusted with beautiful jewels. On the side of the box is written the words financial abundance and material wealth. The angels ask you to put any concerns or worries you have related to these things into the box. Visualize yourself putting in unpaid bills, concerns about careers, or worries about your financial security. Once you have placed your concerns into the box starts to emanate a beautiful glow, and the angels smile and pick up the box and fly away. They are taking it to God. Beautiful, non-judgmental God who loves you, hears all our prayers, and will show you guidance to solve your challenges in divine timing. Knowing that your prayers have been heard and will be answered lifts your spirits, and you immediately start to feel so much lighter. So there is no need to worry, stress, or control. Take a deep breath and feel so much better. And as you do this, the rock wall in front of you slowly starts to dissolve into sand. With the rock wall dissolved, a golden path is revealed in front of you. As you walk further along, you notice the fairies appearing in the forest. They are encouraging and welcoming you and giving you love and support on your journey. You notice the beautiful flowers, their exquisite colors and fragrant scents. Feel the nourishing, healing energies of nature all around you. Walking a little bit further, there appears another bend in the path. Around the corner appears another rock wall which blocks your path. In front of the stone wall sits another jeweled box. Written on this box are the words, wellness and well-being. The angels beckon you to put any worries and concerns you may have about your or someone else's physical and emotional well-being into the box. As you unload these concerns, you start to feel more in control and better about yourself. Slowly the box starts to illuminate, and the angels smile and take flight. They take the box up to God, the highest and most loving source, to heal your concerns. Knowing that your prayers have been heard and will be answered in divine timing, you feel less burdened and lighter. This feeling of lightness within you starts the stone wall to dissolve into tiny grains of sand. Behind this second stone wall, more of the golden path is revealed in front of you. As soon as you start on this portion of the path, you notice that the air is clearer and brighter. You feel the gentle touch of angels' wings guiding you along the path and leading you on. Their touch reassures you as you walk. Winding your way along, you come to a third bend on your journey. Around this bend is yet another stone wall blocking your path. The box in front of this stone wall has the word relationships written on it. The angels are encouraging you to put anything in the box that causes you sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, or regret. They implore you to think about parents, step-parents, grandparents, children, ex-partners, siblings, current partners, or concerns with family or friends, and most important of all, is concerns with your relationship with yourself. As you do this, you start to feel so light and peaceful as you fill the box and unburden your soul with your relationship concerns. You're so happy to have released all these worries to the angels. Suddenly, you notice that this stone wall also starts to dissolve into tiny grains of sand. As you look beyond this pile of sand, you notice that the path has stopped and that a bridge has appeared in front of you. This bridge spans over a flowing, shimmering silver river. Taking a step onto the bridge, you hear angels' voices singing, harmonizing the sweetest music that you have ever heard. Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright, emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light. Continuing on to the middle of the bridge, the color starts to change. The blue-purple color of twilight starts to enfold you. This is the power of Archangel Michael that starts to erase dark energies and negativity that might be with you. You feel your energy increase and become stronger. Archangel Michael's sword cuts away any fear-based emotions you may have. His protection is all pervasive. You feel safe, secure, and protected. Take a moment to bathe in the power and strength of his blue and purple colors. Walking on, you are 3/4 of the way down the bridge when you notice a brilliant yellow light. This is the golden glow of Archangel Uriel. He asks you to release any guilt or regrets you may be holding on to, believing you did something wrong, something bad, or unforgivable. Surrender any bad feelings and give them all to him. He tells you that you are precious, and nothing you have ever said, thought, or done could cause you to be less than perfect in the eyes of God. See yourself as God and the angels see you, pure, innocent, and guiltless, and always expressing the divinity that is your birthright. Forgive yourself and come to God and the angels in pure love. Bathe in the warm, sunny, golden glow of the yellow light. As you come to the end of the bridge, you see a brilliant sky blue color. This is Archangel Gabriel's color, beckoning you to fully open your communication channels. Feel the warm, loving energies permeate your throat and encourage you to stand in your power. Express what is in your heart and always speak your truth. Bathe in this gentle, soft, light blue color. Stepping off of the bridge, a pink cloud rolls over the top of the mountain and billows towards you. Enfolding your body, this cloud of pink fills you with divine, unconditional love. Take a few moments to feel how loved and protected you truly are, for this is your divine birthright. Appearing before you is an angel who has come to be your guide back home, for the time has come to say goodbye to this beautiful island. Taking a last look around, your angel conveys to you that they are always there for you and can be contacted easily. All you have to do is ask for their assistance. The pink clouds begin to part, and they reveal to you a glass elevator. Walking into the elevator, it takes you down past all the beautiful things that you experienced on this magical island. The 4 archangels: Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Gabriel, and the lovely winding path that helped lead you to unburden your worries and concerns. Arriving at the bottom of the mountain, your angel helpers greet you and lead you back onto the sailing ship. As the wind fills the billowing sails and you skim across the ocean, you start to come closer and closer back to your own shore. As the boat gently bumps the shore, you step onto Mother Earth, and you feel her grounding energies bringing you back into your body once again. As you connect with the planet's energies, you notice your heart beats in rhythm with Mother Earth, reconnecting with your body. Wiggle your toes and fingers. Move your head from side to side. And take a deep cleansing breath in and slowly breathe it out. Take another breath in, and when you are ready, and back fully in the present moment, open your eyes.
I'd like to thank Candy for that beautiful meditation. It can be purchased on their website at angelhealinghouse.com. Thank you, Gary, for being here today as well.
Thank you, Jen Christie. Thank you, everyone. And again, thank you, Candy.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me along on such a beautiful journey with the Heirs of the Healing Fountain Show. God bless both of you.
Oh, you too. And I hope you come back again soon.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And,
thank you for joining us, even though we weren't coming apart.
Thank you to the callers for calling in. And if you didn't get a chance to speak to Candy today, she will be back on again as soon as possible. And next week we have Gareth Lewis, who is a medium all the way from over here in the UK, a few miles up the road from me. And so we're going to say goodbye and God bless and play out with a lovely song that Candy requested, and it's Over the Rainbow. So goodbye and God bless, and bye everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you, hello. Gary.
Thank you, Jen Christie. Good night, everyone. I love you all.
Yeah, me too. See you next week. Bye.
that you dared to dream.